the point you're just trying to make is that, like, at least with the food referencing, right?
Yeah.
Point he's trying to make is that, like, even if you're paying full attention, you can't cook something on the highest setting for 5 minutes and be done. You probably have to cook it on lower medium for 10 to 15 minutes, and then it's going to be good. Right. Otherwise, it's going to be half baked, half raw, nasty.
Right.
Oh. And you know what's funny? I can't confirm all this because I used to watch a lot of Gordon Ramsay, Chef Ramsay. I used to watch Hell's Kitchen a lot. Like, I used to, and you know how many times this fucking guy would roast people with, the meat is fucking raw. Like, you know how many times he would say that shit? Because guess what? They would fuck it up, and then obviously they had to try to recook it mad fast. So they probably up that shit instantly, and then he would check it, and it's fucking raw every single time. You want your shit raw? No.
Oh, that's that good shit.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy Ooch. I'm here with my brother Ooch and the homie Kai and my man not so little IQ Ooch, and we are back again, once again. How y'all doing today, boys? Children of all ages, the IQ trifecta is here. Yes, sir. Take that fucking cap off. We're not sponsored by that water. Brother Ooch, take it away. Yeah, get him. Get that shit. We're not sponsored. Fuck that shit. No fucking labels. No labels. Let's go.
What's going on, man?
Chilling.
That's what we like to hear.
That's right.
Vibing.
Always vibing, as is our boy fucking Kai over there. Fucking Supreme Kai. Yo, shout outs. That is Supreme Kai, ladies and gentlemen.
Drip.
You'll never fucking, you know what? I don't even know. I can't say we'll never see him more dripped out, but you know what? Next week he might surprise us with some other crazy shit, right? So before we get into Supreme Kai, brothers, how you doing today, sir?
Doing pretty good. Just day of work.
Mm-hmm.
They call it the recovery day.
Why? Oh, Memorial.
Memorial Day.
Okay. Yeah. That's funny.
Yeah. Yeah, nah. Hella niggas was at the bank today, man. Like niggas was fucking. They just started checking their fucking bank accounts and shit.
I mean, people that got shit to do, they probably were trying to do it on my fucking day. Monday they couldn't go. They tried to make it up for Tuesday.
I don't know, bro.
It is what it is, I suppose.
It is what it is, though.
But yo, can't not even just the homie of all the Kais. He has now ascended to supremage, the Supreme Kai. How you doing today, sir?
The supremage. I'm chilling. I'm good. As I already said, I don't know. I feel like I had to manifest that strongest energy, so I had to do something.
Yeah.
Do a little something, you know. But now we're chilling. I'm just like this because, you know, I was rushing to get back here as quick as I could. So,
yeah,
it is what it is. But yeah, it's been a pretty chill day. It was good outside.
Nice.
Been good weather lately. So not crazy hot.
Yeah. I mean, shit, this man dressed looking like he came back from a fucking party or something. Got the whole fit on, the freaking open shirt, fucking shades, son. Goddamn, 47. Looking extra, extra crisp. We love to see it. Gotta step our fucking game up, right? But my man, not so little IQ, how you doing today, sir?
I'm good. I'm here.
You're here, you're nice, you're good. What's going on with school? You got like a paper you're writing or something like that, you said?
It's mad boring. I gotta write my college essay. I gotta write National Honor Society essay.
Oh. My man is in the National Honors fucking Society.
Essay in National Honor Society.
I mean, they're an honors.
What the fuck is that supposed to
be? It'd be like, why you want to join something.
Like, yeah, they gotta, that's what they do. Listen, he's on the IQ level. A level we were never came close.
Hold on. If I want to join something, just check the GPA.
The
GPA.
Oh, the grade point.
The GPA. All this nigga has to do is say, nigga. Look at my GPA.
No, he can't. He can't
but
just say that.
We all got like the same GPA. It's not gonna do anything.
You got Vans, Jared?
Are you serious?
Just That's all you got, nigga.
No.
You can take a pic.
No. You cannot get away with life by pointing the ice in the veins. You do that to an employer, I guarantee you they'll be like, get the fuck out right now, you idiot. Can't be doing that shit. God damn. Yo, you know, hey, yo, you want to know something funny? We're in the gym. I already finished my chest day. He gets there and he didn't know what he was about to do. But of course, who do we see? The guy who got him onto ice in the veins. And yo, Kai, let me just tell you, it's like when you see this shit with your own eyes, it's such a fucking different experience. It's like a mating call, right? It's like this dude from across the gym, right? I was doing triceps. From across the gym, I see him because he's got his guile back on, right? And he fucking, from across the gym. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? And he started laughing. But then when we see Chris, right? Dude, they lock eyes and they instantly... They don't even fucking say anything.
Cross the fusion shit.
It's crazy. Yeah. It's actually crazy. Like, I literally look at both of them, I'm like, I can't believe this shit. I really can't. It's the fucking most silliest fucking thing ever. It is.
This shit is hype.
Hype!
It gets the energy up. You know what I mean?
Okay, whatever. I give up trying to understand. I definitely hit that Barney button way too many times this opening segment here for this intro, but let's get to the formalities, everybody, so we can get on with this episode. If you want to hear your name shout out at the end of these and you want to support, you want the extra content, behind the scenes, bangers of the week, extra episodes, and so much more, supporting this and helping this set spruce up in many different ways, equipment upgrades and all that kind of good stuff, hit us up, Full Power Podcast, over on the Patreon page. That is Full Power Podcast on the Patreon page. If you have a comment, question, concern, business inquiry, or fan art, or you're trying to sponsor, and please, a legit offer would be nice, because listen, I can tell when y'all are bots. Stop wasting your time and our time, okay? I've been doing YouTube for way too long to not know when y'all are fucking fake, okay? So stop it, all right? So yes, hit us up, fullpowerpod@gmail.com. That's fullpowerpod@gmail.com. Hit us up on the Bluebird on Twitter @fullpowerpod. And if there's a comment you don't want us to miss, please consider dropping us a super chat or a super thanks, whatever it's fucking called on YouTube, so that way we can get to your I want to call it a severe important comment that we absolutely cannot miss. That's a very long title. It's pending, so it's not probably not going to stick, but yeah. So that's... Oh, and just about all of it, the last bit of formality is Spotify. Please answer those polls, answer the questionnaire. We do want to make sure that you guys are being attended to as well, and that you guys are also a part of the conversations, which I guess now we're going to start with. I asked the poll, have you watched God Eater? Since we were talking about that last week. And 100% said no. That's crazy. However, that's not a terrible thing.
No, that is terrible.
Okay, it isn't. Okay, listen. It is and it isn't, okay? It's terrible because, yes, they've missed out on a great sleeper anime, but that's literally the point that I was driving last week when I said... I was like, God Eater is one of those animes that's like so underrated or under the radar that it's either you know it or you don't, right? And a lot of people, unfortunately, just haven't seen it. So maybe after hearing us talk about it, episode 107, they might want to watch more of it or check it out or play the games even, you know, because there's 3 games. And at the time of this, you could catch that sale. They're all on sale right now for like $9. At least the second and third one are. I don't know how much the first one is, but I saw $8.99 on that sale. So that's a good, you know, take advantage of it if you definitely want to know more about that. And yes, I figured this week we can start with the comments, you know, kind of get those done and over with. I do have some other things, obviously, to talk about. Not too much Dragon Ball, not going to lie, but, you know, that are we surprised? So there, are we surprised? Do have some Bleach things to talk about. That's fucking nice, right? That's exciting, right? So look forward to that. Little One Piece, some skit conversations, some things we're looking forward to this week. And that's what you can look forward to for this episode right here. So, all right, so let's get to these comments, right? So this person says, "You are the realest podcast on the tube, and your power is out of control as always." Thank you very much. That's actually Dante TX. He's one of our thriving Ozarus, so shout outs for that. I feel like if they are I don't mind reading people's names, but sometimes I get scared because depending on what they say, I don't want you chasing after them. You know what I'm saying? That's the problem. That's why I don't be reading names.
Why is that a problem?
Because you're like, who's that fucking person? You like, you get mad, like low-key aggro with it. I don't want you to take your account and go find the comment and say whatever the fuck head ass are you gonna say back to the person.
I haven't done that though.
That's exactly what we're trying to have you do.
I've called out niggas in the comments before.
Right, but it's different when it's here. It's okay because there's some control. I could say something, Kai could say something, even fucking IQ could say something, okay? Because everything needs to be kept to some level of accordance or some shit. I don't even know, okay? But yes, they put a fucking this emoji, the shades emoji. So that's a Supreme Kai emoji right there. And they gave us one of these right there. So yes, shout out to Dante. Appreciate that. Thank you very much, sir. For saying that we are the realest podcast. I do believe that we are the realest podcast, not gonna lie. It is what it is.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes it's not cockiness, guys.
Don't get sorry.
Twisted. Yeah. Yes. Sorry, not sorry, right? But you know, it's one of those things. It's not cockiness. We're just very confident in, you know, the fact that we have been naturally ourselves throughout this entire process. And that's how it's gonna stay forever, okay? So hit that subscribe button, right? Anyways, this next person, they say, "Goated podcast as usual." Jesus Christ. The love! I love the love. Love the love. So, anything?
What?
Do you want to say anything to that? They said we're a goated podcast.
Appreciate you.
Thank you. Okay, that actually made sense. Oh, sorry. wrong sound. Kai, anything to add?
You love the love.
Love the love. IQ?
Everyone who watches is a goat.
Oh, I like that. That's turning that around. Oh, yes. That is very true, actually. That is very true.
Watches/listens.
Yes. Oh, brownie points. My man's out here.
Don't forget the Spotify.
Yeah. Shout out to the Spotify, Apple Music, Google. And again, I know we're international. I be checking them stats. I don't know how, but we have people listening to us in other fucking countries.
Mr. Worldwide.
Stop it. Alright. So this next person says, Yo man, y'all age like suave wine. Oh. Y'all put me on some new anime to watch this weekend. Right here. Matter of fact, check out Hell's Paradise and MASH Fuego. Have we heard of Hell's Paradise?
Yeah, I feel like I have.
I definitely feel like I have too. Kai?
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Right now.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't put an image to it, but I feel like I've heard that name in passing.
It's fire.
Yeah? Have you seen it?
No, I'm about to.
Okay. IQ, what about you?
I've been it's been like ringing in my ear from some of my friends lately.
Okay.
I've seen trailers. I've been told to watch / read.
Okay. Nice. All right.
Apparently, it's part of the Dark Trilogy.
What do you mean it's part of the Dark Trilogy?
A new term someone's told me. It's like Chainsaw Man, Jujutsu Kaisen, and Hell's Paradise.
Oh,
it's the Dark Trilogy.
So, okay, so people are putting them in their own little big three. That's cute. Okay, I like that.
What the fuck
this? That's cute.
I had to hit him with it.
I don't know why, but I mean, I guess so.
How is Demon Slayer not a part of this new little big three thing, though? How is My Hero not part of this new big three? Like, hold on a minute. Is this like the lowest of the... Is this like... Because we have the big three, and then I guess we have this new gen big three, and now we have... What the fuck is this? What are we talking about?
Who said the Dark Trilogy?
That's what we're trying to figure out.
Hey, that's what I just saw, bro. Don't hurt the messenger.
Right, he's a messenger.
Yeah, no.
Is it one of your friends?
Nah. See, he's already looking. He's looking to blame someone.
That's what I'm saying.
Nah, sure.
Yeah, but
I will not disclose. I will not disclose.
Yeah, nah. See, you were quick though to fucking. He was quick, but nah. See, yeah, nah.
It got real.
He's good to know. But that is very funny though. That I feel like that could be a whole topic in and of itself. Like breaking down how nowadays people love to categorize everything to make it feel more special. Like it has to basically image or replicate what already was. You know what I'm saying?
Not going to.
It's not. It's really not. I'll actually bring up a story. I do want to get through. Oh, we only have like one more left anyway. Okay, well, I'll do it after this one. Oh, and by the way, MASH, I don't know if they meant Mashal. I've heard of a Mashal.
Oh, Mashal is like One Punch Man and Harry Potter.
Yeah, it's like a magic. It's like a magic mixed with like weightlifting or some shit. Like I've seen it.
It's because like he's the only guy who doesn't have it, bro. It's like Black Clover, but like Harry Potter, but like he doesn't have magic, so he's buffed.
I see. Okay, I understand that. That's interesting. Yeah, because I've seen that manga, but I like it didn't the cover didn't I don't know. It didn't draw me enough. Like not, I shouldn't say the. I shouldn't say the. No. That's listen. No. Stop. I'm gonna change my words. I didn't mean that. It wasn't the cover. It was the art style.
No, he meant it.
No, stop.
It's low key funny. Opening ending is good too.
So you've seen it?
I've seen up to like episode 5.
Wow. When did they get an anime for Mashal? I had no idea they had.
It's been out.
I had no idea. That's news to me. Well, that's cool. I mean, good for it. Like, listen, I'll always give credit to new shit that I don't even know about, especially if they make it that far. Because listen, if your shit gets serialized, like if you get a series, then you're good, I guess, right? Like you're at least, you know, we'll see the success rate after, you know, your first season or whatever to see if it actually like sticks around like that. But I mean, nowadays, your shit has to be a hit in order for it to get an anime. And that's like, you know, give or take, like you could take that for what it is. Like that could be a good or a bad thing, depending on who you are.
I don't know how true that is anymore, though. I feel like anybody just be getting approved these days. Like I'm so tired of all these reincarnated as these nuts animes that don't have anything good to them.
Well, I would love for that to be like, I would love to feel like that was definitely true, though, because there's some manga that I've read in the last few years through Jump that I was so convinced. I'm like, yo, I can definitely see this having its own anime. Just to name a few off the top of my head. Tokyo Shinobi or something like that? I forget what it was called. Not Revengers, because I know that's clearly has an anime. But it was like a new ninja type shit with their own types of jutsus and everything like that. It wasn't like Naruto, where Naruto feels a little more traditional. I shouldn't say that, but like when you see this in comparison, like this gave you like of more of a futuristic kind of vibe. Not too much though, but like it definitely had that like cyberpunk-ish feel to it, and it looked mad dope. And I'm like, okay, the action in this manga is actually fire, and I love the characters. Dude's name was Jin, so I was like, that's an easy character to remember. Like I fucking remembered it, right? So like that was one. There was another series that I don't know why they canned this. And I do know why, but like I can't believe they actually went through with it. It was something that it could have been like one of those series that could have taken people by storm. Like I know it would have succeeded in America for sure, but for some reason Japan saw this as, oh, this plot is whack because the main character is plagiarizing. I'm like, are you guys fucking serious? Like, this is the problem with Jump, at least. Or, you know, companies that are only looking at one demographic, and that's their own fucking readers. You know, that's such bullshit. Because it's just like, how are y'all gonna really judge a series based on how well or not it performs in one place? Imagine that. Imagine being a worldwide global company. You have stop. You have your shit dispersed in several languages across the globe. People can access this shit, but you only consider what your Japanese readers say and feel. So what's the series I'm talking about? I forget the name, But oh no, it was like something paradox. That's terrible, but like, I'm sorry. But here's the premise. It was a dude who wanted to be a mangaka. He wanted to be a manga creator. He wanted to like make his own series. Except he, no matter how many times he tried, he was making draft after draft after draft, and he was submitted to Jump. And he would get closer and closer. He would get it into the hands of like the highest editor or whatever. And they would read it and they would be like, it's good, but it's not good enough. And this guy's like he's literally considering like ending his life. He's like, I don't know what else to do. Like I've gave it my all, my blood, sweat, tears. I don't know what to happen. And then the plot twist, his fucking microwave gets zapped by lightning, because of course it starts raining. His microwave gets fucking cooked, but then it dings and he's like, what the fuck? Like my whole like his that one part of his house is like, there's a whole huge hole because of the lightning. Bro, he opens the fucking microwave. It's a Shonen Jump magazine from the future. Yo, that shit, that blew my fucking mind. I was like, what? Like, first of all, this is random as hell, right? But like, when you realize, like, he opens it up and he realizes, like, how is this possible? Like, this is a Jump from the future. And he sees a story that's like the big hit. Like, this is like the Naruto, the My Hero Academia. Like, this is like the shit in the future. So he decides, I'm gonna fucking draw this, right? Mm. And so this is where Japan readers kind of fell off, because it's like, like he's plagiarizing, right? But I'm like, but hold on, there's more to this story. Because he sees who the actual artist is, like the creator is, right? And so he resubmits this new shit, and then it gets printed, and it's doing really well, of course, because it's from the future, right? But then,
bro, I think I read a chapter of that.
Yeah,
I don't remember the name.
Though. I think it's called Ghost Rider, or Ghost something Paradox or some shit like that. And then he submits it. It gets successful. It blows up. But then literally, like, by the second chapter or so, he meets the fucking original creator. She finds him. And she's like, it's so funny because I was making this up myself. And there's, like, this whole thing, like, like, what happens? Right? What fucking happens? But guess what? It got canceled. So it got fucking canceled. See, out of what I just told you, wouldn't you not want to see that shit if it was like an anime or something?
Wait, so they don't have any more chapters?
No, it stopped, I think, at like chapter 11 or so. I could be wrong. It's probably less or something like that. Yeah. But what are your impressions on that from what I just told you?
I mean, with the way you were describing and telling the story, it sounds like it could be interesting.
Yeah, it's Time Paradox Ghost Writing.
There it is. There it is.
It just depends on how everything's laid out and, like, you know.
Yeah.
Like, for shit like that, because it's not necessarily action. That's more like a storytelling, mm-hmm. I feel like.
Oh, of course. Yeah, no. I mean,
you can't tell Brandon that. He wants to see destruction.
Yeah, he wants to see them fucking throwing the books at each other or some shit. So, yo, Kai, what do you think about what fucking Time Paradox Ghost Rider?
I feel like it's a cool concept that a lot of people, as you already said, are going to write off immediately due to the plagiarizing thing. And I completely understand why, especially people that are like more talented themselves, because they would take that personally. But if this dude's cooking up his own story and he's not plagiarizing nothing, like if it could have gone a little bit longer so we could see what the fuck actually happens, like maybe this dude meets up with the original artist and then they start writing some crazy fire shit together and it changes and blows up even further. Like, we have no idea. I feel like it definitely deserved to go a little bit farther, but it got canceled. So that's a wrap.
Yeah. So from what I said, I basically gave y'all the premise of like the first couple chapters, but there are things that happen after that. And I kind of forget, to be honest, because it's been so many years at this point. But I remember reading this and talking about it on Twitter. And like, there was other people that actually enjoyed it, of course. But then when I heard that it got shut, it was getting canceled, it was literally because of the Japanese readers only. Like, I heard no one on this side of the world saying shit about it. Like, you know, besides like good things. So another one bites the dust. There's another one that I of course I fucking forget the name, but it was magic based, right? Right? It was magic based and it was super dope because it was like they had a little adventure, they had like some obviously some conflict, and the unique thing was it was like, if I see it, I'll remember it, but I don't remember the name right now. But from what I can remember, it was like a dude was in like this army. He was trying to train to like be the next guard or some shit. And basically the way it works in this story is like there's a princess or like a queen or some shit that leads like that kingdom. And so in order to access that dude's full strength, he needs to be paired with her. And then they go out and then they like, you know, they fight other motherfuckers or whatever and they do shit. They defend their place or whatever. That shit was really good. And I was like, okay, there's no reason why this shit shouldn't get in a fucking anime. But I guess, again, Japan wasn't as interested. So they fucking stopped it like almost 30 chapters in. Like, think about how... That's crazy. Think about that's almost... What is that, like 4 months at least? No, more than that worth of fucking content? Like, this shit was going on for a bit, and then it's like, no.
Yeah, I don't know. That's kind of weird.
That is weird. That's what I'm saying. Same thing happened with Spider-Man. Oh, Fake Red. They had a whole... It's not Jump, but they had a whole-ass Spider-Man manga. I'm pretty sure I mentioned this before on the podcast. I'm pretty sure I brought this up here before. They had a whole-ass Spider-Man manga. First of all, Japan... Y'all didn't make it, so stop acting like you did, okay? They always love to act like they claim Spider-Man like it's one of their own. And that will never fucking not annoy me. It's great. Everyone loves Spider-Man, as they should, right? Greatest fucking superhero. But, like, how are y'all gonna take this, pretend like it's yours, and then not even let us read it officially, right? And then say, you know what? The sales were good. The sales were good, but not good enough. Not good enough to do a reprint. So what you mean to tell me was you sold out of all of what you put out there, but you wanted more, so you're gonna fucking cancel it. Japan.
Some retard shit.
And Japan said, pretty much. Fucking ridiculous. But guess what? That shit came out 5 years ago. Guess what? It releases next month. Over here, it took 5 years for us to get one volume officially printed in English. I feel like all these people that have these positions over there in Japan, they should all be fucking fired.
Probably
they should
fucking old heads, bro.
They're probably all old heads. They should all get let go, put into a fucking retirement home for terrible fucking decision makers in these companies so they can all make terrible decisions together and leave us be and have us enjoy our fucking entertainment. Because this is ridiculous. Like, we're missing out on heat. Spider-Man Fake Red was OD. OD. If you read that shit, you'd be like, oh, this OD. I'm sure if any of y'all read that shit, you would be like, this is fucking fire. Why wouldn't it be? It's fucking Spider-Man. Like, it was a new character. Like, it was a Japanese kid who becomes Spider-Man while Peter was there. And other shit, and other characters that's familiar. Exactly. I got Kai. I got him. See? They changed it up. Spider-Man Fake Red. I got the mods on my game too, so shout outs to that.
I want it.
Say what?
I read it. I'm reading it. I'm gonna read it.
Spider-Man Fake Red?
I read it.
There it is. Boom. So yes, and then this last person. I forgot. There's one more comment. This last person actually said, "Hey, would y'all be interested in being on my Dragon Ball podcast?" So wow, look at that. We're actually being scouted. Potentially.
We mad famous.
Yeah, we'll see about that. But yes, reach out, email, fullpowerpod@gmail.com. That's fullpowerpod@gmail.com. And we'll see if we can get something to work. It's very hard to get all four of us. You might get like one or two. I can't promise all of us, right? But, you know, like, we'll see what happens. Write up the contract. Nah, that's too much. I'm stopping. Okay. All right. So yeah, that's all the comments right there. That's all the time we have for them, at least, because we got some other things to talk about. So I guess what we'll go into now is I will just briefly, and I'll say very briefly, bring up One Piece for a little bit. I'm not going to give away spoilers. I'm not going to say anything because I'm still waiting for Kai to get on the ship with me. right? And it's gonna take me a bit to just catch up to IQ. I don't know how much you've watched. Like, I can't. Not I don't Brent. Know the measurement.
Brandon's DQ'd. Brandon's DQ'd. For what?
One Piece.
Bro, you skipped to like chapter like 600, 700 or something. I don't know.
Oh
like
my god. Where you are. So hold on. Let me ask you this. This is part of the conversation. When you watched One Piece, did you start from the beginning?
Yes.
Okay. So then how?
Then he just skipped.
Okay. So wait a minute. Okay. So if you started at episode one, how much did you watch?
Up until around like season three. Then I got bored.
Okay. So do you remember what
Then I got bored.
Do you remember what episode season three started with? Like the number? Do you remember?
To be honest,
I could give it right now.
Okay.
I got research, bro.
You know what's so funny? He is like the data guy. That's why he's IQ Ooch. He got all the fucking computers in the back.
You see it every time, because every time you ask a question you don't know the answer to, all of a sudden he just solar flares himself, and you see he's looking it up.
I know how he got bored, because season three was Skypiea. Yep. And Skypiea is like the longest arc in the show.
Yep. Okay. But that's not fillers, right?
It's like it's dragged out. That's why they say to read the manga instead.
I see.
I'm pretty sure there was some filler I was probably running into.
There's a good chance. There's a website for that, actually.
Yeah,
but you could check. You could. I forget what it's called, but there's a site specifically for anime where you can type, search, put the anime in, and it'll give you every single episode.
Hold on.
In order from start to end, if it has one, or just the ongoing, and it'll literally say if it's fully like manga, if it's partly filler, or if it's completely filler.
I'm pretty positive some of One Piece has stretches where there's like maybe close to a season's worth of filler.
I'm sure there is. It's kind of hard to admit.
There wasn't that much filler. It was just broadened out.
Yeah.
It was like filler in the beginning.
Nah, but like there are episodes where it just feels completely filler. Probably because they're dragging it out.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Or whatever the case may be. But I was getting bored. So then at this point in time, whenever I stopped, I picked up on other animes that were probably out or coming out. And then when
also
the One Piece conversation was kind of not recently for us, but like it got brought back up or some shit like that. And then people were always talking about the war. So I was just like, you know what? Let me just fucking skip to the war and see what the fuck is going on.
So without spoiling, do you know when this war takes place?
Wait, just tell me like who is fighting. I'll probably get the chapter.
What are you talking about? Who's fighting?
I'm not even. I don't know what war you're talking about, but like
the war where. Oh shit! It would probably spoil.
Oh, see that now we're getting.
It has something to do with Luffy's brother.
Oh, I know about Ace. I know of him.
Yeah, but he's a big reason why the war kicks off.
Oh shit!
Wait, are you at Marineford?
What's his
name? There?
No?
I don't. I don't know.
Well, you gotta go by seasons. I won't know what the fuck you talk about if you talk about the manga. I'm pretty sure when the war starts around like season.
We're
like,
on season nine.
Anywhere between 10? Season six and eight. Oh, it's somewhere around eight. There, if I remember correctly.
Oh, it's called Summit War.
Something like that.
So you skipped at least three seasons.
Yep.
Oh yeah, it was this one. Cause I see the Celestial Dragon on one of you.
I skipped like about like probably like three at least. Because I put myself at a point where it was before the war, so I could kind of get a grasp of
what's kind of going on
before
episodes.
I hit the war. But I still haven't even finished the war.
Like, you skipped 200 episodes.
Huh?
200 episodes you skipped.
Yep. And I'm fucking proud.
We can tell. We can fucking tell.
Yeah.
This man sitting cross fucking armed, like he's like. Right.
Hell's Paradise and Demon Slayer are more popular than One Piece on Crunchyroll right now.
I mean that's okay. I'm not hurt by that. It you know. I mean
just inclination to watch Hell's Paradise.
Well, I mean yeah, I mean sure, like because. I mean, naturally, it's like newer, you know, like people like not to discredit One Piece at all. I know it has a very big hardcore fan base, right? And a community behind it. But let's not get it twisted. Whenever something new and hot happens, everyone flocks. You know,
mainstream.
One Piece has been around, son, since the 90s. This is not going. Clearly, it's not going anywhere. Oda's still writing for people. They're not. So you got all the hardcores, and then you got people like us that are like, you know, just now getting into it. So it's just, you know, whatever. Makes sense. And plus, these Hell's Paradise, you know, for example, like how many episodes they got?
Let me see. Click 8.
You see what I mean?
Also, like, Hell's Paradise, the manga already ended. So
okay, yeah. So there it is. You got these come and go shows. Again,
that's 8 episodes ongoing, right?
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
And I have not seen a single one, and I'm sure that's not it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I never see an 8 episode anime.
Come and go. What do you mean come and go? Like, well, okay, I say that respectfully, right? When I say come and go animes, I mean the animes that literally come and then they're gone. They're gone because they have to not. They're not a weekly series. Like One Piece, like Black Clover was, like Naruto and Boruto and Dragon Ball, like the these animes that have episodes that run for years.
Well, yeah, I understand that.
Right.
I'm more so, even when you say come and go, though, it's like they never come back, even with another season.
Well, that's for some.
Some of them don't. Some of them don't. Some of them really take 10 years to come back, or they don't come back at all.
Right.
They shouldn't even take that long, arguably, but.
God, a lot of things shouldn't happen. Back. We could do that. We could talk about that shit all day.
Exactly. He said it. All right. But yeah, the only thing I wanted to say about One Piece, to not obviously go into too much detail, I'm at chapter 40, so there's my little update on that. And essentially, what we're doing now with this story is Luffy is essentially building his crew. And there's been a few fights. There's what I'm actually reading right now. There's like a pretty cool fight happening right now. And I really do the thing that I wanted to mention, at least, about Luffy's character is that I love how he is. It's like he has Goku vibes, right? He reminds me of Goku in the way. In like the fucking the terribly innocent side of Goku, like Goku is always about what he's about, right? He's like a one track kind of mind in a good way, you know. Like especially like young Goku, even now. I mean, he hasn't changed. I mean, he's changed, but like hear me out when I say this. He has evolved as a character over time, but naturally in his core, he is the same fucking person that he was in Dragon Ball, where he's like. He's like very nice. He's like, oh, hi. You like fighting? Let's fight, you know? It's like, oh, I'm hungry. Like, that's Goku, right?
Hey, it's me, Goku.
Right. Ora Goku. Like, fucking right? Like, that is our boy. Everybody loves him. And everybody loves that he is about his people. You hurt his friends, he's going to hurt you. You hurt his family, he's going to fucking kill you. You know what I'm saying? Like, well, not really, but you know what I mean. And so Luffy is like, he's the kind of guy where he's very he has his own version of happy-go-lucky, but he has in his mind what he wants to do, just like with Goku. Like he's like, oh, I'm gonna get stronger, or I want to fight people so I can get stronger. Luffy's like, oh, I'm gonna be the Pirate King, and I'm gonna find the One Piece.
I'm gonna
build a crew and get a ship and do all these things. And it doesn't matter who you are, where you come from, as soon as he detects something real about you, you have a chance. And I fucking love that. I think that is so cool to see, because it's like, you would think Luffy's the kind of guy that'll just take anybody. That especially like if they're like, I'm the best fucking pirate out here, da da da. I've done this and that. If you come off like a piece of shit, Luffy's like, nah, not interested. I fuck with that. I fuck with that hard. He is a real one. And I love seeing it happen with my own eyes. And obviously I'm sure we've all we all are familiar with some of these characters that you I'm referring to, like Nami and Usopp and fucking Zoro, who in the manga is called Zolo, which Kuririn, Zolo, Krillin, Zoro, whatever, right? But I think with each one so far that I have seen, and I know there's more coming, obviously, because he's got to be a little crew, right? I've thought every single story that they've brought, like their backstory, I love it. I'm just like, everyone got a fucking reason, everyone got a purpose, and somehow Luffy's like, hey, you should be in my crew because I fucking like what you're about. And it's like, so as long as you have like a goal, as long as you have a reason at living, something that means something to you, you have a fucking shot. And I fuck with Luffy. That's the guy.
Him recruiting Usopp was like the hardest watch I've ever fucking endured.
Oh my god.
Not gonna cap.
I'm not gonna say anything just because I would go into spoilers for what happens, because currently right now I am in that Usopp part.
Damn.
It's probably because you have no patience. It's literally probably because you have no patience.
Yeah.
Like I will say, because obviously the manga is paced a lot better than any, you know, than anime. That's just how it goes, right? But like, he seemed to get Zoro and Nami quicker than he is with Usopp right now.
Mm-hmm.
But it's justified based on happening.
Usopp's gonna take a couple chapters.
Like. And it makes sense. And look, as long as I'm invested, I like where things are going and how it's being set up, I don't care. Take your fucking time. What do you need to rush for? You need to rush for? You know what happens when you try to cook too fast? You risk fucking up the food. Uh-huh. Okay? Listen to me, okay? When I make my fucking bacon, egg, and cheese breakfast sandwiches,
yes, sir.
There's a certain temperature I put it at. Because realistically, if you want to think, you know, paper brain, right? You're like, oh, just put it on high, right? So it can cook faster.
Oh,
wrong.
Slow and steady.
But if you're not paying attention, that's when you fuck up.
Oh, but see, and that's exactly because people with your kind of fucking attention span, y'all not gonna be paying attention to shit like that.
But so, here's the thing, though. The point you're just trying to make is that, like, at least with the food referencing, right?
Yeah.
The point he's trying to make is that, like, even if you're paying full attention, you can't cook something on the highest setting for 5 minutes and be done. You probably have to cook it on lower medium for 10 to 15 minutes and then it's gonna be good.
Right.
Otherwise, it's gonna be half baked, half raw, nasty.
Right. Mm-hmm. And you know what's funny? I can confirm all this because I used to watch a lot of Gordon Ramsay, Chef Ramsay. Oh, I used to watch Hell's Kitchen a lot. Like,
I used to,
and you know how many times this fucking guy would roast people with, the meat is fucking raw. Like, you know how many times he would say that shit? Because guess what? They would fuck it up, and then obviously they had to try to recook it mad fast. So they probably upped that shit instantly, and then he would check it, and it's fucking raw every single time. You want your shit raw? No. No, you don't. That's the correct fucking answer. You don't want it raw. Because if you do, it's gonna be trash. And then you might as well just fucking go back to your fucking isekais, you freaking.
Oh my god.
Damn.
Right, get him. Yeah, see.
Get him. Get him.
IQ is ready. He's like,
don't be like that.
He's like, get him. So yeah, I'm loving One Piece. It is so good. I love every chapter I've read so far. I love the editor notes at the end, getting to see like Oda's personality when he's like done the Q&As with fans that have written in, because back in the day people used to fucking literally handwrite letters and submit them and stuff. And just as another reminder, guys, I'm not even that big on like pirate themes like that, but I love One Piece so far, and I'm enjoying it very much, and I hope Kai gets on this boat with me very, very soon. So that's it. That's all I got for One Piece right there. But speaking of One Piece, I just wanted to quickly bring up the skit conversation, right? So for those that might not know, I've been starting skits, okay? Y'all need to check them out on my main channel, okay? Because the latest episode at the time of this recording, it has everything to do with One Piece, because the title of the fucking skit that I did is literally called The Answer to the Dragon Ball Drought. So I won't say anything else, but I hope you guys enjoy them. And if there's any like suggestions, any kind of like topics you think would be funny that I should make a skit of, a skit
yeah, to
for
the Uchi Games cinematic universe.
I like that. So. I actually like that. And you know, they're really fun to make, but I'm not gonna lie, the process can be a little strenuous. And I hate to use such a strong word, but like just to kind of like put it out there, I'm currently unemployed. So like I have a lot of stress on my mind. Like there's a lot of things that I'm trying to navigate. And with the reality of reality being like so hard right now, sometimes it gets in the way of my creative juices. So far I've been able to bang out two solid ones. But making these is so fun. But like sometimes I script write. Okay, I have to, because like there's no way I gotta do shot by shot because it's just me. Even though he already said he wants to make cameo appearances in them. I don't know fucking how we're gonna fucking work that shit out. Kai has also said that he would.
Whoa.
Okay, well, I'll retract.
Whoa.
I'll retract, right? But yes, the whole point is that yeah, I'm it's very fun. It takes a long time, but I feel like it's really entertaining, even for me to, you know, put it all together. It's very fun. So, and like I had these guys watch it, and you was laughing at it. IQ was laughing at it. So I'm like, okay, I'm hitting all the demographics I want to hit, right? So they enjoying it for what it is. So yeah, guys, please check them out. There's two skits right now. And I'm gonna do a mix and match. Like I'm not gonna, not all of them are gonna be like sequential. Like I'm gonna do ones that are kind of standalone, but then I will have ones that kind of go like, you can watch this one and then you watch the next one. Like kind of like they're episodic in a way. So far, that's how it is. The first two episodes is the Goku day and then the Dragon Ball drought. So do you guys have anything to add on to this skit conversation?
That's interesting.
Yeah.
That's all I got. That's all I got.
Okay.
It could be funny for sure.
All right. Nice. Kai?
I got absolutely nothing.
Okay. Thank you. All right. IQ?
Tune into the Uchi anime.
Nice. All right. Bet. We appreciate that. All right. Cool. So we're moving right along. This is a very, at the time of this recording, right, guys, this is a very fucking important week. At the time that you guys are getting this episode, okay, a lot of things are going on, okay? One, Full Power Podcast, first and foremost, okay? That's why you're here, you're watching it, you're listening, right? But the next thing, okay, is a little game called Street Fighter 6, and that,
yeah,
is, that shit is going to 100% take over my life. It's going to help me get through a lot of things. And I'm looking forward to seeing it basically just blow up. And because the marketing, and we talk about this like in a general sense with a lot of the things that we talk about on topic here. Like we talk about our frustration with Toei, right? A company that is just like, what are they fucking doing with Dragon Ball, right? Capcom is the complete opposite. Another Japanese company that seems to fucking get it right and they know what's up. You got young people in the offices that are, they do the research, they listen, they pay attention, they study the fucking people, and then they go above and beyond. They say, okay, how do we get more than just the returning hardcore fighting game players? They do all of that, and they're making a product that is gonna deliver for literally anybody. And again, I'm bringing this up here on a very anime driven podcast, very focused on Dragon Ball for the majority of this series, but let me just say, they're making this for y'all too. Real talk, they got everybody in mind. They got the people that have never seen Street Fighter. They never heard about Street Fighter in mind. They got the folks that are so hardcore, they've been following all types of fucking work that's been going in. They have the casuals, every, from the firstborns to the old people. Everybody got zero excuse to play fucking, there's no excuse to not play Street Fighter 6. And I can't wait to see what it does for the folks that are like very new to it. You know, or they've heard about it and never played it before. But like, there's so many different things to do, so many different modes and so many different ways to enjoy it, that at its core, they made sure, Lars, that they brought back that one sense that all video games should always remember, and that is to have fun. Okay? I know you're all about your competition. So here's I got you on the competition. Oh. They already announced that the fucking first place winner, first place, is getting $1 million.
What?
For what?
Their Capcom Pro Tour. Okay. For Street Fighter 6. So that's comp, that right is. There. That is comp. That is, so if you are, obviously you play, you go to compete at, you know, like the events that happen all throughout the year that's leading into the Capcom Pro Tour finals. And if you're in that top eight, you have, first of all, you have a chance at, for you only, not it's not a million and then it gets dropped down to everyone else. No. First place, $1 million. One fucking $1 million. For a fighting game, that's huge. What happened?
Brandon already won a tournament once.
Oh, wait, Brawlout, right?
Yeah.
Is that what we're talking about? Yeah, completely different game, but yes.
Brandon already knew about this tournament.
Yeah.
last time you told him, he said, yeah, that's hard for one nigga.
I forgot about that. So, you know, and then of course, like, and then like among the top eight or however many, like below first, like they're all eating good too. They're going to have $1 million to then disperse. But first place is getting $1 million. And that's insane, especially for anyone that might be like super OD competitive driven. Because like, listen, the first thing that you always ask is there comp in a game nowadays? It's
vital.
Ladies and gentlemen that are listening and watching, it is so sad because once upon a time, this guy used to fucking love and play everything for the fun.
Not everything is for fun.
See what I mean? He's changed. It's crazy. It's so sad. I wish I had the violins fucking playing right now because this shit is... Those were the days.
I want rewards. For my victory.
Oh my god. It's so crazy. But, you know.
What the fuck are you talking about? What is this, fucking private match?
In addition to Street Fighter 6... Across the Spider-Verse movie the same day. Insane. What a weekend this is gonna be, right? I am very hyped. For those that don't know, I'm a huge Spider-Man fan. I've already said that like 50 times on this episode alone. Okay. I've been playing the remastered PC version with mods on. It's a lot of fun. And I've just been getting into that Spider-Man mood for this movie. This movie is gonna be fucking great. If you haven't seen the first one, I definitely highly recommend you fucking see it. Okay? Looking at you.
You didn't see that first Spider-Verse?
Your brother has not seen it, no.
You wanna know why?
God. Why? Stop.
Well, I thought it was cartoon. Right? That's why. That's pretty much. Yeah, no. I wanted it to be real Spidey.
Bro.
Like, I thought it was like Marvel type shit. Until I saw the fucking cartoon, then I was just like, nah. Can't do it.
It's fire.
You wanna know how much of a hypocrite Brother Uchiha's guy is right now? I'm about to flame you. I'm about to literally end your whole career. Shout out to Super Hot. All right.
End of my whole career.
Right.
Soup.
You just said you didn't watch the first Spider-Verse because it was animated, correct? You wanted it to be real people. That's fair. Not really, right? Kinda. However, IQ, when we was over not too long ago, what movie did we watch all together?
Oh, the Super Mario.
The fucking Super Mario movie.
With a Mario.
You want to know what he first said when we put that shit on? He goes, oh, I thought this shit was going to be with real people. And guess what happened? He liked it. The whole thing from start to finish was animated.
I wasn't going to watch it if it was real people.
But in his defense, Mario is something that's always been animated. Spider-Man started off with real people, and he's not fucking with the animated version. Mario is just animated to animated.
Well, to be fair, I thought it was just gonna be real niggas. I didn't know they was gonna animate the shit, so my mind wasn't prepared for that shit. So I wasn't gonna. That's why I turned that shit off automatic.
My mind wasn't.
I needed to prepare myself before I go into that shit. So, yes.
To go against what you said, though, it started as a comic, first of all. Spider-Man didn't just start with real people. But I get what you
mean. Okay, you're right about that, but not for most people's like experience as a kid.
That is true. Well, started as a cartoon too, especially for, because think about it. I grew up with Spider-Man, the animated series from 94. I didn't watch it in 94, but I watched it when I was like of age and they had the reruns and shit, of course. Still in the 90s, naturally. But I didn't start reading comics until post year 2000. Because I started with Ultimate Spider-Man. And that's funny enough, it started in 2000. That movie with Tobey Maguire that everyone loves, shout out to Tobey, right? That didn't come out till when? Like 2001, 2002? Something like that?
Yeah, like 2, 3, maybe?
I don't know. But my point is that actually, Ultimate Spider-Man had a little arc that even plugged the movie. That shit was funny as fuck. And I actually read that like last year, okay? But my whole point, right? I grew up watching the cartoon first. Then I got into some of the comics. And then the movies came out. Because even though there were other movies before Toby, but no one ever talks about them. I've seen those, but I'm sure you've never seen it. I know you've never fucking seen it. I don't know about you've ever seen them. But I had like one of them on like fucking VHS or some shit. It was like real people and everything. But, you know, the majority of the time it was always fucking animated. And I know you watched Spider-Man as a kid.
I don't remember.
The bigger point is you gotta stop sleeping and you need to see Into the Spider-Verse. And then see Across the Spider-Verse. Because it's Spider-Man. What?
So I can't just watch the second movie?
I wouldn't, because there's...
It's also the best Spider-Man Miles Morales.
I'm going to move on. I'm going to fucking...
No difference.
We're done here. The last thing we have time for that I'll mention briefly. And then we're wrapping things up with the banger of the week in the outro. Patreon sounds, of course. Bleach! Yes! Bleach is back, baby, in July. July 8th is when it actually comes back. So,
you fucking stupid. He said, Bleach is back, baby, in July. What the fuck?
I mean, you know, everyone knew it was like
back. You got me fucked up.
Yeah. No, I'm sorry. Yeah, like at the time, this is it's like a month pretty much. So, and
you know what else comes out on the same time?
July 8th?
Before it, 2 days, July 6th.
Is it your boy? Yeah, okay, Jujutsu. Season 2?
Yes, sir.
Season dos.
It's going to be straight fuego from here on out. It's a different story now.
Yeah. I'm about to I'm going to just read it. The pacing.
Hey, Brandon,
where's your Duolingo at?
Do it.
Yo, Kai confirmed it. He said that whatever fucking path that I'm about to take, he actually prefers that I do it this way. Read it and then watch the fucking first season. Because, like, when I first watched Jujutsu...
Nah, for real, it's so different. Yeah. It's like required understanding.
Exactly. There it is. Boom. So, but yeah, so we're hype. The fucking anime for the animation for Bleach looks crisp. I'm sure Jujutsu is gonna be looking good too, because you know.
Oh yeah.
That's one of the come and goes. It comes, and then when it goes.
Oh, Mappa's animating it. They don't get no sleep.
Oh, there you go. So
rest in peace for the Mappa workers.
Bitch ass things.
Moment of silence.
Did you hear what he said?
No.
I'm not gonna repeat it because fuck that. You are terrible.
Hopefully they get a day's rest.
Yeah. Pray for them. All right. So anyways, it is that time for your banger of the week. And it is... And there it is. Your banger of the week goes to Bleach 2000 Year Blood War Arc. This is Scar by Tatsuya Kitani. The hype is real for Bleach. This song has close to 4 million views.
It's good.
Which kind of goes to show you that it is a banger for sure. And in just a short amount of time, that's not even a full year, and it has that many views on the song. So. It's definitely on my fucking Asian Fire playlist on Spotify. I can tell you that much right now. Have you heard this one before, Kai? Or no? Is that your first time hearing
it? Yeah.
Oh, you heard it before. Okay. Very good. All right. Well, in that case, I think we all know what time it is. For the Patreon shout-out. Yes, one more time. Yes. Okay. All right, ladies and gentlemen, if you are trying to hear your name shout out at the end of these episodes, please feel free. Hit us up over on the Patreon page. That's Full Prop Podcast over on the Patreon page. And let's get it. Shout outs to our boy, Jayante Sheridan. Thank you. Shout outs to our boy, Anthony Parker. Thank you.
Welcome.
Shout outs to my girl, Chris Powell. Thank you. Shout outs to our boy, Dante TX. Thank you.
Bitch.
You're just saying that. You're not calling him one, right?
No.
Okay, good. All right. Just wanted to clarify and make that very
clear.
Oh,
my God.
Okay, addition. Right, okay. Shout outs to our boy, Jerick Rivera. Thank you.
Whoa.
Shout outs to our boy, Lewis Barnett. Oh, thank you.
Whoa.
Shout outs to our boy, Mr. Washed. Thank you.
Washed and clothes.
Washed. He been doing a lot of fucking laundry. Shit. Shout outs to our boy, Odd Man Out. Oh, thank you.
Never cut that man out.
Never. Shout outs to our boy, Soul Awakens. Oh, thank you.
Wake your ass up, Nick.
Wake it. Shout outs to Super Saiyajin SAWFT. So, thank you.
Welcome.
Shout outs to our boy, Travis Boyette. Oh, thank you.
Whoa.
And shout outs to the man with the final, Shidori Vegeta Uchiha. Thank you.
Whoa.
And shout outs to our dude, Worse Than a Demon. Wow, I just managed to get to the end.
Wow.
Just as the song was ending too, and I had to do the thing for Demon, right? Because does anyone get that reference, by the way? Why I do that? Worse than you know? No.
Mm-mm.
There's a song by Bullet for My Valentine. It's called "Waking the Demon," and it literally goes "Waking the Demon." Dig it in. All right, never mind. Okay, let's get to it. Attention! Yes! The one and only! Yeah. Yes! From the rising sun! Ah!
The man's from Japan. Yes, he's the fucking man. I almost fucked that up. All right, I'm done here. One more time, our boy.
Yeah.
One more time.
Yeah.
His name is
All right. You want to hear your name shout out at the end of these episodes? You're not missing. You want to not miss out on any of this hype? Hit us up, Full Power Podcast, over on the Patreon page. That's Full Power Podcast. You can get your name shouted out. The bonuses, the extras, the bangers of the week, and the extra episodes, and the fact that you're supporting us here to make this the greatest, best podcast of all time, Full Power Podcast, over on the Patreon page. Okay, and if you have a comic question, concern, business inquiry, or fan art you're trying to sponsor, hit us up, fullpowerpod@gmail.com. That is fullpowerpod@gmail.com.
Yo, can you hear me?
Where he at, though?
Hello?
There we go. Let's go.
What the I'm not the eat.
Okay. Hit us up on the Bluebird on Twitter.
PlayStation.
Full Power Pod. That was fucking fire. Shout outs to the original PlayStation. That was good. All right.
PlayStation.
So, Brother Oosh, what do you have for the people left at home? And what are your weekend plans?
Weekend plans are unknown.
You have to think about that. But
playing Street Fighter 6.
Stay fresh, stay clean, get yourself a nice fucking cologne. Stinky ass niggas.
They're not. You can't assume that they're stinky. That's very rude. That's very rude. You can suggest a cologne. But don't just assume everyone smells. Wow.
No,
that's crazy. That's crazy. Supreme Kai, what are your weekend plans and what do you have for the people left at home?
Y'all ninjas don't need to know my weekend plans, but what I have left for you at home is that you can keep your cursed energies in check. And if y'all don't know the secret hidden tech to reading manga for a little bit that already has some anime out, I already told Uchi this, but y'all gotta go read that shit and pull up some OSTs because that shit sets the mood to get you in that reading.
Naturally.
And that shit is just very immersive, so go check that shit out.
Okay.
Straight fire.
All right. There it is. All right. And my man, not so little, IQ Uchi. Weekend plans and we got for people left at home?
Anime binge watching. Manga reading.
Oh.
Yeah, because I'm like, yeah.
Okay.
I didn't get Spider-Verse tickets and Street Fighter 6. I'm unemployed naturally.
Yeah, man, yeah. I understand. I do understand. Well, if by some miracle I get another check, because when I got let go, I had like severance and stuff, I'll see what I can do. All right.
Nah, I could just hustle from like, I don't know, my friends. I get like a loan.
Oh, nah, don't do that.
A loan.
He said hustle from my friends, but I'm gonna get a loan. I don't think that's really hustling.
Small loan.
No, that's not hustling. Don't get it twisted. That's definitely 100% not
small
hustling.
Loan is $60.
That's more like a favor. Hey, guy, hustling your friends would be like, hey, yo. See me in this game.
And doesn't this nigga get paid for putting waters in the fridge?
No, not anymore. That fired the shit
bro,
out of him.
That was like 5 years ago.
Yeah, yo. This man, yo, he used to have fucking allowance. The easiest job in the world. Got paid easy money. He wouldn't even do it. You know what I would have done if I was his age? And that was like, yeah, fill the fridge with fucking sodas. I will give you $5. Bro. That shit, you would have never, anytime one was empty, I would have put another one in there. I would have worked overtime for that shit. You kidding me? That's free fucking money. But he didn't want to do it. No, he didn't want to do it. Either way, that's going to be it from us. Episode.
I do it for free now.
What?
I do it for free now.
Yeah, exactly. Because you don't deserve $5 to do something you should just fucking do. But when you was younger, yeah, it makes sense. But now, nah. You're not at that age no more, son. Get it.
Get.
All right. Episode 110 is next week. You know what that means? Time to go down memory fucking lane. That's what it is. Episode 110. We're going to be talking about episode 110 of Dragon Ball Super. So I would like to give us all an assignment to watch that episode and remember everything that happened in that shit.
So when you should watch the reaction.
If you want to, sure.
Oh, wait.
That'll be like a 10-minute segment.
Yo.
That's bold to assume it's going to be that long.
Well, okay. I'm not going to say it's going to be the entire episode, because clearly we have plenty of things to talk about. We got comments to go through and Spotify polls to attend. You know, we got shit to do here. I'm just saying the theme is about to be the episode 110, because shout outs to episode 110 of us and episode 110 of Dragon Ball Super. Okay.
Okay, okay, okay.
All right.
I still don't fuck with it, but okay, okay.
Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci.
Right,
gang.
And then, you know, of course, that song, shout out to fucking, yes, okay. There's a lot of things to reminisce from that, you know? Like, it's not just the anime episode in particular that I just want to talk about. I want to talk about everything that was happening around that time, you know? Mm-hmm. Simple. So, that's what we can look forward to for next week. Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages, it's been your boy, Ooch. The lethal one, Brother Ooch, the homie of all the Supreme Kais, and my man, not so little IQ Ooch. Make sure y'all taking care of yourselves. Make the power take. Keep a log little right here on this podcast. Stay safe, stay clean, and stay the hell inside. And I'll see y'all next time. Yeah. All right, I'm gonna try with this. Worry. Peace. Fuck, I can't do it. One more time. We're bye. See ya.
Four. No hat Kai.
Dude, I fuck with this. Yo, this is Supreme Kai.
Oh.
You like that shit? I like that shit.
This is Gucci.
Gucci Kai? Gucci Kai, Gucci Kai, Gucci Kai, Gucci Kai. Yo.
Yo, I'm fucking dead.
Yes. He is back again once again. How y'all Gojo today, man? Oh! Bro, when he loves a character, he embraces the fucking character.
I saw how much jip he had. I was like, hold up. I should set my jip game up.
Right.